I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think you have to have higher goals than just beating the Astros. It's about winning the World Series, getting to and winning a World Series. I know that generally it's going to go through Houston, and that's been the case where the Yankees have gotten eliminated by the Astros in, what, 3 years trying to get to the World Series. 2017, 2019, and then again last year in the ALCS. So I understand the frustration with Houston. And yes, you want to beat the Astros. But you got the Rays in the division who are off to a hot start. You know, Toronto's going to be tough. Seattle could be difficult. I get it. How do you feel, Marco, as a Yankee fan yourself? The Astros, you really don't even care about that. You just want to get to a World Series.
I don't care about it. This is not about revenge. This is about winning.
Yeah.
This is not about, I always say, this is not about trying to stop somebody else from winning. It's about winning yourself.
Right.
This is where you don't want to, I don't care about taunting. I don't care about your unhappiness. I care about my happiness.
Right.
That's the difference.
I'm trying to think. Sometimes I like other people's unhappiness.
Look, if they can go hand in hand, that's what you want.
Right. I want to be happy and make you miserable in the process.
Right. But if your misery can, you know, be hand in hand, great. If not, if I'm still unhappy, then I don't really care whether you're miserable or not.
Right. Like if you beat let's just say the Astros aren't there when the Yankees get to the ALCS and the Yankees get to a World Series. What do you care?
Doesn't take anything away.
Right.
And if they beat the Astros and get to the World Series and lose, that doesn't help either.
Yeah, that's true. Well, what if you beat the Astros and then win the World Series?
That's what you want.
That's the
complete package.
Yeah.
That doesn't always work. That's what you want.
If you could beat any National League team, is there one? Like, do you want the Dodgers? You want the Mets? Who would it be in the World Series?
I don't care. Look, it's great if you tell me afterwards that it's over. Sure, you beat the Astros and you beat the Mets and, you know, you wrap the whole thing up in a nice big bow and you take the whole season.
If I could ask you to map out your perfect postseason format.
Then you want to take out the Red Sox? You want to take out the Astros? Right. You want to take out the Mets?
So you do want the Mets.
Done.
Look at you, you Met hater.
Hey.
I don't know if I would say I want the Yankees.
No. See, now I'm going to call the BS. Pull it back.
You think I
would? Your absolute 100% dream scenario, the teams that you got to go through to win a World Series, the Yankees aren't in there?
Maybe.
Liar.
Let me think about it.
Liar.
Younger me, for sure.
Liar.
No, because the part of me, well, if I knew I'm going to win, I guess.
That's what I'm saying.
I know, but still, even the experience, like, I just wanted to enjoy a World Series, not a Subway Series.
Liar.
There's a big difference.
Yeah.
I also think we're at the point now, he might want the Yankees. For Sal, it would mean more if the Mets got through the Braves.
Oh, yeah.
Right, but that's on the road, so that's what I'm saying. So you got the Braves, who else you want? You want the Dodgers? Like,
I'm looking at it now. Fleegs, who would be the perfect first-round opponent? Like, I guess the dreams.
Oh, no, I'll tell you. Well, there's two in the National League. Assuming we're tossing out the
Phillies,
wild card.
Braves?
No. Cardinals, Braves.
Yeah, I hate the Cardinals. You're right.
Okay.
I hate the Cardinals.
If you're adding a third in, it would be Phillies. So you do Phillies or, you know, Braves first, Cardinals, the other one of the East.
How about this scenario? I don't even know if this is actually possible. Let's say Mets-Phillies wild card game.
Right.
They still have those?
Yes, they do.
Wild card series.
2 out of 3, yes.
Okay, so Mets beat the Phillies in a wild card series. Mets play the Cardinals in the divisional round.
Okay.
Wipe the floor with them, and then championship series, take the Braves out.
And at that point, if they're in the wild card series, you'd be beating those teams all presumably when they have home field, which would make it even sweeter.
Right, and then you're telling me you wouldn't wrap that up with a bow with the Yankees? There's somebody else in the American League? You want to see the Twins? Liar.
Who do I want? Who do I want if not the Yankees?
Liar.
No, not the Twins. Not the Astros.
There's nobody.
No,
Sal,
but listen, as a Mets fan, especially because there's no real link to any other American League team, like getting revenge on the Royals from 2015 with no players on the same team, like, does that do anything? No, it's the Yankees. Because you want to be able to stuff 2,000 back in their face.
There might be one there. There might be one team.
Oh, yeah. With a certain pitcher on that team.
Liar.
Maybe the Texas Rangers.
There is no way.
Take out Jacob DeGrom. I guess the truth is it really doesn't matter. To Fleeg's point, like, there isn't that hated rival that you want. So it would be the Yankees, I guess.
No, you want the Yankees, but listen, at the end of the day, the Mets fan is, I mean, you give a Mets fan a World Series, they don't care if they had to play three AAA teams to get there.
Right, and that's the point from the start. If you want to win, then you're talking about dream scenario with, I can guarantee you win, who would you like to defeat on the road? Then it's a different conversation.
Well, how
if
about
you
Boston? Tell me,
what do you mean? You already did, if you're a Mets fan, you already did
I
that.
I know, but then you get the nostalgic feels of 86 and Fenway Park. It's still the same stadium.
Every real Mets fan there is saying
come back to me. Come back to me. There's no way. And I don't want to hear the Jacob DeGrom nonsense either. Come on. He was your guy. He
went a couple sweet to beat DeGrom.
Oh, great. Tremendous. That's better than beating the Yankees. Garbage.
So you wouldn't want the Dodgers, though? You'd rather have the Mets than the Dodgers?
Dream scenario? Yeah. What do I care about the Dodgers?
Yankees-Dodgers used to be a big rivalry.
What, by 106? I'm worried about Brooklyn from 1955? I don't care.
Not 106, like 70s or 80s.
I don't care.
And plus, didn't you remember Reggie Jackson? And by the way, did either of you watch that Reggie special?
I did.
On Prime?
I did.
What'd you think of it?
Very good. I didn't, unfortunately, learn all that much.
Well, how about
the only
this?
Thing that I learned was I didn't know about that bid for the A's with the Bud Selig thing and him getting screwed over by Major League Baseball to become an owner. That part I didn't
know. How about, because I'm sure you heard the same stuff, like even behind the scenes in the business with Reggie for years, like he was such a jerk and not a nice guy.
Yeah.
Well, he kind of showed that, but also there was, I felt like, reason for it.
Oh, yeah. But I kind of knew some of that stuff, so I guess I never... No, because, I mean, like, he made it pretty much well-known, and it was kind of the idea of, like, look, you didn't like me. You wanted to put everything on me because I was flashy and I was showy, but also because, you know, I was a black man in America. You put it on me.
Right.
There was a lot of it that I had to go through, and I get it. I listened to that story before. I thought it was impressive.
And the fact that he was making millions of dollars where many players weren't, so the Yankees kind of resented him for how much he made. And, where he's just like...
Oh, and Billy Martin didn't want him from the get-go. Joe Rudy, I think he wanted it, if I remember right.
He's basically like, I'm just doing like what everybody should be doing. I'm getting paid a lot of money to play. I'm here to play. And they didn't treat him like part of the team because he was making more money.
Yeah, but I mean, there was also, too, like he got a little bit more... It was in the beginning, but him and Munson were actually close by the time Munson died. I mean, they didn't say it in this documentary.
Right.
I don't know if you the story, but like he was supposed to be with Munson on that plane.
Oh no, I didn't know.
Thurman invited him on the plane because he was like, "I'm going to go back. It was a day off or whatever. I'm going to head over to Cleveland. You want to come with me to whatever?"
And there were no other players, obviously, on the plane.
Yeah, and Reggie was like, "Yeah, you know, I think I'm just going to do." Like he was invited. He should have been or could have been on that plane with Thurman. And Reggie was also too. Like, how many hours have you had? Like, you know, in the air, he was kind of a little hesitant.
Right.
I've heard that story numerous times from Reggie Jackson. And he was like, yeah, you know what? And I don't think that was the reason, but he was just like, now I'm going to do what I do. And there you go.
And how about the idea where we are current day with Reggie, where he was basically like going to Hal, like, I want to have my voice heard. I want to be here with the Yankees, but I want to have my voice heard, not just be an ornament for where players could be like, oh my God, Reggie Jackson.
Right.
And then Houston actually gives him what he wants.
Yeah, you know what? It's nice to see that the Astros did that. From all the talk, from what it seemed like, I'm surprised it took Reggie as long as it did because I felt like that he was that for a long time with the Yankees. It was not just at the end with Hal. Like, I think it was brewing for a long time.
So why not? Did he not have this opportunity before?
I don't know. Obviously, I'm not there. I don't know what all the inner workings are. But I do feel like the Yankees at some point, a long time ago, turned the page to the analytics and they weren't looking for the older players. I mean, this kind of changed under the Torrey at the end of the regime. Even when everybody was getting on Guidry, you're not doing enough with the analytics with pitching. You're going by your feel and what you think, and that's not how the game is played anymore. So I feel like there was a turn in the late 2000s, and Reggie was part of that.
Was Reggie ever your guy, or are you too young?
Too young.
Okay.
Too young.
So like,
I'll be honest. I remember Reggie more on the Angels than I do anywhere else.
Like early?
Yeah, like when he left the Yankees in 81, I'm right around like 84-ish. When I'm starting to watch. So I knew Reggie with like Don Baylor and the Angels and a little bit with the Yankees too when Don Baylor was there in 85.
86 tops.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff. And then, you know, he goes back to Oakland. I think
actually,
he
85 tops. I remember the Reggie card, 85 tops with the Angels.
And then he finished. I mean, I saw Reggie as an old man. He had a couple of good years with the Angels that I remember. And then he was with the A's and he was done by what, 90?
I must kill the Queen.
Right. Yeah. I think of him more in The Naked Gun.
Fair. But I came across liking him. I'm glad I watched it. I did learn because I didn't know the whole... I didn't know a lot of the stories, and I got his perspective on things.
The Bud Selig story, though, if you haven't watched this, definitely watch this documentary because it's great.
Even it's called
if you
know Reggie the stories, on Prime.
Yeah, tremendous. A great job by Prime and a great job by Reggie to tell the stories and to go back. You know, love that even when him sitting with Hank Aaron, some of the stories that they're telling.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I did not know, and I saw this with another interview with Reggie, I think on Howard Stern, when he was talking about the whole thing with owning a baseball team. I remember Reggie trying. I didn't realize that he was as close as he was, and Bud Selig basically pulled the rug out from under him.
Now, how
from
could
buying
he do that
A's.
When he had the backers that he did, right?
Bill Gates.
Yeah, right.
Who was that? Steve Jobs? It was something where
he
was
had
like
a bunch of
Paul Allen. It was kind of like, what are you kidding me?
Well-known, big name, high money.
And it was the A's. I mean, you're buying the A's. You're telling me with high money, you could have actually restored that franchise.
And there was no good reason for it.
You listen to Reggie and you hear the reason for it. They wanted him out. They didn't want Reggie to be part of this whole thing. The old, the good old boy network.
Right.
I don't know that to be true. And it wound up that Bud Selig's apparently his college buddy. Was the one that wound up buying the A's at that point.
Yeah, Bud Selig, I don't
know. So who the hell knows? But that story I didn't know. I don't know how that didn't get leaked. And he talked about suing and he didn't. And I'm surprised that either it didn't get out or I just flat out missed it over the last 20 years and did not see that.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, good stuff if you're into that. Even, like you said, even though you and I are a little too young to appreciate what Reggie did with the Yankees, we know the history.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that brings just a different side of it where you get to see Reggie discuss his career and his life.
The Fan is better when you're part of it. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Sal kind of back on The Fan going 5 a.m. on this Friday morning. For the warm-up show with Al and Jerry, taking your calls until then, whatever it is you want to discuss. And it's just fun talking some baseball. You never know where the show's going to take you. And talking, who knew, the playoff wish list for your team. And I think you could do that in any sport, right? The dream, and that's why the Rangers actually have a chance this year. I mean, I guess technically the Devils and Islanders do too, with all three being in it. What other way would you want it? Than to have to go through, if you could draw up your dream scenario, that's why I love 94 so much. Oh, man, it was great. Isles, Caps, Devils, see ya. But it is fun to think about what would be your dream path through the postseason. For the Rangers, it would be, for me, right now, from my Rangers fandom perspective, take out the Devils, take out the Islanders, and I'd probably want I hate the matchup because it's happened so often, but for payback purposes, I want Tampa. I wouldn't mind taking out the Bruins, but I think I'd want Tampa. I want them to feel the pain. So give me the Devils, give me the Islanders, and let's see the Lightning standing there. And then in the Western Conference, Oilers would be a fun one. Kings, I guess, maybe a little payback, but does it really matter? Avalanche, no. I think I'd want Edmonton or the Kings. It really doesn't matter. It's weird. When you get to the end, you get to the final, it really doesn't matter.
That's why Mets Yankees almost has to be answer for baseball, because for all these teams in the other league, there's not going to be somebody you really care about.
What would you have for the Islanders, Fleegs? You're an Islander fan.
Yeah, I mean, you're throwing Rangers definitely in there, Devils in there. Even though the Devils hasn't been heated in a long time, it's still kind of a crosstown rivalry.
Pittsburgh, Tampa, Caps.
They've taken out Pittsburgh. It's the Lightning.
Yeah.
It's the team that, just like the Rangers, like, you get there and it doesn't go your way. For the Islanders, it's absolutely the Lightning.
Do you care about the West or no? Not really.
No, there's not a single team out there where I think it really matters.
Same for me. Even the Kings, like, it's just because the Kings, not because they beat the Rangers in the Cup Final. I don't really care about that. For the Knicks, I mean, I'd still go back. I don't even know if I would have the Nets in there. I guess we kind of have to. But I hate the Heat.
Start with the Heat and Celtics before I thought about that. And the Nets would definitely be in the mix for that third team, but you definitely start with the Heat and the Celtics.
So you get three teams, right? You'd go Celtics in there?
Yeah. It's still New York, Boston. It's still...
You wouldn't go Bulls, Pacers? I know it's not the 90s anymore. I got to let it go. Let it go, Sal. It's 2023. But still, I hate those teams. Heat,
Definitely.
And I know I'm also a little bit younger, so I don't remember the early 90s as much as the late 90s. So for me, Bulls versus Pacers, I would want to beat the Pacers more.
Interesting.
And also 2013.
My dream, right now, I feel like it would be Nets, maybe even the Hawks after what happened a couple years, Trey Young and that whole thing. I don't know. But for me, all time, Knicks fandom and hatred of legit rivals, Pacers, Bulls, Heat. That is it.
Sixers are appealing too.
Yeah, it'd be fun to take them out.
Yeah, I think we agree. The Heat number one, right? Of an Eastern Conference team.
I hate the Heat. Yeah.
Like the Knicks also have had.
I mean, I hate.
Beat the Celtics within the last 15 years.
See, I never. For me growing up, because the Celtics weren't good in the 90s when the Knicks were. So for me, it was about the three teams I hate the most: the Heat, the Bulls, and the Pacers. Those three. Heat, Bulls, Pacers. So I guess I could stick to that. Now it's evolved a little bit with the Celtics. You could throw in the Sixers. You could throw in the Nets in there. But for old time's sake, I have to probably still go Bulls, Pacers, and Heat. And as a matter of fact, under any circumstance, it's going to be the Heat and the Pacers. I guess because the Bulls, it's been so long since Jordan and that rivalry, you can put the Celtics in there. You could put the Nets in there. But I will always despise the Pacers and the Heat.
I think it's more of a win for the Knicks to say that it's the Heat, which I agree with, the Pacers, which I'd put in there, a team like the Celtics or somebody else. What will hurt the Nets and the Nets fan more is to leave the Nets off the list.
Yeah, right. Not even kidding. They're so irrelevant, they're not even a rival.
And actually, this is the one weird situation where not that it's the biggest rivalry, but there is somebody in the other league you want to beat.
Lakers?
Yeah, just the Lakers are always a team that you'd love to take out.
Although, I still would like to get some revenge on Houston. I know it's different, but I still wouldn't mind beating Houston. But yeah, it's probably the Lakers. That's fun to think about. Fun exercise. You have a football? Before we get back to the calls, 877-337-6666. What do you got from a Jets fan perspective? Like, football could be a fun one.
I mean, any AFC East team is also in there.
All of them?
Automatic. Although I'd put the Steelers in there.
Chiefs at this point or no?
No, because they haven't really done anything to the Jets. Like, they're
Raiders? Broncos for 98. Steelers you put in there, okay, because they
Steelers,
got you.
Steelers definitely, yeah.
And then the New England, obviously,
the
Miami.
Colts, I don't know if I'm putting up there because, yes, they beat the Jets in January of 2010, but the time before that, the Jets destroyed them.
Yeah, I guess with the NFL, it's kind of easy.
Ravens are a good one.
Basically within your division for the most part.
Yeah, the one that stands out to me that's not in the Jets division is the Steelers. And then the other side, you probably just would take the Giants just because it's a crosstown, just for that sole reason. And there's nobody else in the NFC that would stick out to you like that.
See, and it
might be the Eagles because it's a New York-Philly thing.
Might be different for the Giants because maybe they'd like to take out, I'm sure the Jets would be a part of it. But the Giants could beat the Steelers. You know, the Giants have that history. As a storied franchise, go take out the Steelers. Let's see who else would be fun to take out from a Giants perspective.
I think you hit on the big one. I think it's the Steelers because of how many Super Bowls they've won.
Right. So you're looking to do a little bit, but you wouldn't want to pay back the Ravens potentially.
I think Steelers would mean more.
They've already beat the Pats, already beat the Bills, maybe Dolphins. But yeah, Steelers are probably the one. And then you like to go Cowboys, Eagles. The division is always obvious. Boy, and the Giants have taken out a lot of these teams on their way anyway, on some great runs. Maybe the only team outside of the division potentially, Packers, I guess, Bears, Niners. It's a fun conversation. 877-337-6666. Jason is calling from Waterbury, Connecticut. What's up, Jason?
Hey, yo, Sal. What's up, guys?
How are you, Jason?
My man, how you doing, brother? Listen, this is a great conversation because you know what? I'm a huge Giants Mets fan. I'm a huge Husky fan. So what I was thinking about in the West Region just 2 weeks ago was I was thinking about the Huskies going through the West Region, knocking off Kansas first, and then getting our hands on UCLA for what happened in 95 in the regional. So that was the first one just because the tournament was going on. Then, of course, for the Mets, I was thinking definitely Cardinals, Braves, Dodgers, and then Yankees in the World Series. And then as far as being a Giant fan, we were just talking about that. I was no doubt about it. I know Fleek said the Ravens or the Steelers, mm-hmm. but I was thinking the Ravens because of what happened in Super Bowl 35. I remember I was almost 18 years old, and I remember crying when the Giants were, once Jermaine Lewis ran back that kickoff return after Ron Dixon ran back his to make it a 17-7 game. And as soon as the coin flipped and and Lewis ran that kickoff return back for the Ravens, I just remember putting my head in the pillow, sitting with my ex-girlfriend and crying about it, brother. So those were bad memories. Then the Knicks, you know what? The Knicks has got to be, of course, the Knicks has to be, it has to be Indiana, has to be Miami. You know, you got to get revenge on the Bulls because Jordan and Pippen tortured the Knicks for so long. And then probably in the finals, like you said, Sal, you got to get a shot at Houston. You got to take the Rockets out for what happened.
And then, Jason, what about if it's Macho Man Randy Savage trying to get to win the championship? Who do you go with there?
Listen, Macho's the best, so he's beating everybody, Macho. But you know what? You put Hogan on that list, probably.
Well, because Macho did, when he won the tournament in WrestleMania 4, he did go through several guys, but not Hulk Hogan.
You got to remember that Hogan was Macho. They turned him, babyface. So he was actually a good guy. You know, him and Hogan were going through the mega power thing. So,
do you remember who Macho beat on his way to the title in WrestleMania 4?
Yes, of course I do. Yes, he beat the Natural Butch Reed.
Love it.
First match. Then he beat Greg the Hammer Valentine when he actually should have got a shot at Ricky Steamboat for what happened a year before.
Right.
I don't know why McMahon didn't do that. It really bothered the hell out of me. Then he beat the one-man gang.
Look at you, Jason, without even hesitation.
Yeah, of course, brother. I remember the end of the match with the gang when Slickster was out there and he threw the gang to Kane and he hit Macho in the back of the head with it, and then Macho got them both because he went up to the top. I know Marco remembers this. Went up to the top rope and double axe handled the one man gang, and he ended up falling on Slick. Oh, that was great.
Countdown.
And then he got DiBiase in the final. But of course, I would have went through probably Hogan, the Ultimate Warrior, Ric Flair. I'd go through those guys.
Maybe Steamboat.
Macho's better, and even Piper, too. But Macho's better than all those guys, so I don't worry about that.
Whoever I would have picked for Hogan, he went through everybody. And thanks for the call, Jason. He did beat them all. So, I mean, Hogan, maybe Warrior would be the one that I want for Hogan because he never got him. Or at least not at the time where I wanted him to get him. WrestleMania 6. Man, that was a tough one to recover from. When people ask me, what's the worst defeat? Yeah, of course, 28-3 in the Super Bowl. You know, being a Falcons fan, that was bad. The Mets losing the 2000 World Series or 2006. I mean, start adding up the losses for the Mets. Rangers in the Eastern Conference Final in 2015 to the Lightning. And Rangers in the Cup Final. Knicks in 93-94. And Hogan losing to the Ultimate Warrior in WrestleMania 6. That's up there as well.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.